After Sunday, it's 6:28. This is BJ Crocker, and on the phone with me, Corey Wells of Three Dog Night. Corey, welcome to the Twin Cities.
Well, thank you very, very much, BJ.
And Three Dog Night now back together after an absence. What prompted the return of Three Dog Night?
Well, first of all, I guess everybody was sort of, in the beginning, everybody was tired of the hectic years that we had. I guess it was 8 years of touring, and if anybody knows it, it's very strenuous, the music industry, and especially when you're touring. So what happened was that we had retired for about semi-retirement for about 5 years, and that we were out of contact with each other for about 5 years. And then something came up where there was some old Three Dog Night business had to be taken care of, and I contacted Danny about it to try and take care of it. And we got into talking, and we started comparing notes, and what happened was that we discovered that the same people were contacting us individually, record companies and promoters and managers and booking agencies, and everybody were like calling us and saying, won't you consider going back together again? There's a tremendous appeal out there for a Three Dog Night and so forth. So we really talked it over, and we thought that we would try it out at a rehearsal first and see if it made sense, if we still had it, if we still had the sound, and if everybody was up for it, and so forth and so on. And it turned out to be very positive. So that sort of prompted it, and we did it.
The name Three Dog Night, would you explain how that came into being?
For the 180 millionth time. Actually, the name, we had recorded the first album, which was called Three Dog Night. And during that period, we were throwing around a lot of names, like 6 Foot Three and Tricycle. And a lady friend of Danny's was reading a magazine called Mankind. And she had been reading about the Aborigines in Australia. And one of the things, one of the expressions in there was that the Australians use is called Three Dog Night, referring to the Aborigines, and the Aborigines being sort of like nomads, sort of travel from place to place, never having a particular home. But what they would do is on the cold nights, they would, wherever they were, they would sleep in a hollow, or they would sleep in a log or something, and they would take a dog with them to keep them warm. So the more dogs they took with them, the colder the night. So Three Dog Night is actually an Australian expression meaning a very cold night.
And you certainly have warmed a lot of nights for your fans out there. And I had calls here all afternoon, people waiting to hear you on the air here this afternoon. How did you get together with Danny Hutton and Chuck Negron?
Well, Danny and I had done a tour together for Sonny and Cher a long time ago, and Danny was a single artist at the time, and I was a singing lead with another band that was my band.
What was the name of that band?
It was called The Enemies. We were sort of the sweethearts of the Sunset Strip in Hollywood, and had been a house band at the Whiskey Go-Go, and sort of performed for a lot of movie stars and things like that. And we got to know each other on this tour, and Danny and I discussed, maybe someday doing something together. And I asked him, did he want to do it at the time? But he didn't, because he had this record that was going. Well, things fell through for him, as a lot of things happen for a lot of artists. And then while I was working in Phoenix, Arizona, in a club, I got this call from Danny who said, Corey wants to come back to Los Angeles. I have this idea, maybe you and I could get together and so forth and so on. I said, sure, and I'll be home in 2 weeks. And I did, and we had started talking about it, discussing it. And there was a third member was considering joining us, and that was somebody from the Beach Boys at the time.
Oh, really? Can you name that person?
No, I'd rather not. I'd rather keep him anonymous. I think he would, too.
Okay.
So he decided to back out and stay with the Beach Boys, obviously. And we were going to sort of do it. Danny and I were going to do it together alone, but then I said, no, there's no reason why we shouldn't continue and find another singer. And so we considered it. And Chuck had done some work for Danny on a dub that they had been working on or something or other. And so Chuck came over to the house, and we sort of sneakily auditioned him. And that's how the concept was put into effect.
Summer of 1969, you had your first hit. How did you feel about that?
Well, we had to, at first, first we had sort of minor hits. We had we released our first record, it was called Nobody, which got to about top 70 in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then Try a Little Tenderness was released the second. And that got up to like top 20.
That was a big song on your Captured Live at the Forum album, too. I just loved it.
Thank you. It was a very good song, and for the time, you know, I guess it was correct. And then they chose One Is the Loneliest Number from the album, and that of course was our first million seller. And of course we were jubilant over that. And then from then on, it was just success.
Night, and we're talking with Corey Wells here on TC. Corey, Harry Nilsson wrote that song.
Yes, he did.
Was that a conscious collaboration, or is it something you just picked up, or what?
Well, actually, individually, when we first started putting the first material for the first album together, we were sort of set out to find our own things, or collectively, and at that time, you know, when you're not a well-known name in the industry, it's very tough to get the A material out of the publishers. And so we were sort of looking around and picking out, and Chuck had found that song, and we all agreed to it and liked it very much, and so we ended up doing it.
Well, did you ever get a chance to talk with Harry Nilsson about your version of it?
No, maybe Chuck did, because he sang on it, but I met Nilsson at a party one time, and we started to... I never really talked to him about the song, and he was sort of inebriated at the time. So we were just there having a good time, really.
As a matter of fact, you know, you brought to the attention of many people the songwriting talents of people like Laura Nero and Hoyt Axton.
Yes, well, it was an era when everybody was trying to be, they were doing their own thing. And everybody wanted to match up to what the Beatles were, the caliber of the Beatles, but the Beatles were the Beatles. And although there were some good writers that developed out of that era, it was still, there were a lot of groups who had written their material really that shouldn't have done so. And we saw this vast talent that was untapped, people that couldn't get their songs placed because most bands were saying they were writing their own material. And we just started to seek out those people, and from it we developed quite a rapport with those people, and of course got them started. A lot of the writers started, like Paul Williams and Elton John, and as you mentioned, Laura Nero and Hoyt Axton, and just a number of people, Randy Newman.
Wanted to ask you about the critics' response to Three Dog Night. You know, you had just millions of fans all over the world, and yet critics would give you a bad time. What you have any feelings looking back on that?
Yeah, I guess critics are critics, and I guess that's what they're paid for. And normally they're paid to be controversial, so it's very tough for them to be always positive. But as far as I'm concerned, we were the sweethearts. For a while, and then of course, and with anything that becomes very successful, people become cynical towards it, and maybe they expected us to be the great American white hope, the answer to the Beatles. And when they discovered that we hadn't written a lot of the songs, they became disillusioned. But unfortunately, they never parallel us with a lot of other artists who never wrote their own material either. You can go as far back as Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, and the rest of them, who never really wrote their own material. Even the Beatles, who had written their own material, their second album was full of songs from Chuck Berry and all of rock and roll artists of the 50s, and including the Rolling Stones. Just everybody. But I guess it didn't fit for us, and I guess they had that opinion. But that doesn't mean here nor there, because the main thing is if you start playing for the critics, and then you're not playing for the audience. And the audience are the people who pay for the tickets to come and see you, and they're the ones that are most important, really.
Corey Wells, Three Dog Night, WWTC.
Want some whiskey?
tonight at the Carlton Celebrity Room. And we'll talk more with Corey Wells of Three Dog Night here in just a minute on TC 643.
It's race time this Sunday afternoon at Elko Speedway. The fifth annual Aqua Only 100 Super Late Model Race. For the first time ever, see the Artco Racing Late Model stars and their supercars at Elko's Asphalt Oval. Plus the one and only Elko Bombers. See the nation's top drivers in a 100-lap all-out feature race. Mark Martin, Rusty Wallace, Dick Trickle, Tom Reffner, Larry Deachins, Jim Sauter, Joe Shear, and many more. It's the big race you won't want to miss. The fifth annual Aqua Only 100. Gates open at 11 a.m. First race at 2 p.m. Elko Speedway.
Cleaning companies and cooling towers. Business people don't need corsets and camping gear. That's why the Bell system now has two Yellow Pages directories, so you can find what you want quickly. Our business-to-business directory targets those products and services business people need. Our improved consumer Yellow Pages contains headings and listings consumers need. What could be more logical? Two Bell system Yellow Pages directories, so now you can find it even faster.
Come on, flick the switch. Someone turn the lights on. Dayton's wants you to see their big lamp sale. Over 50 styles of lamps at 20 to 40% off. Dayton's has an incredible selection of LSI and Cycle 2 lamps all on sale right now. LSI brass lamps, hand-thrown clay pot lamps, wall swingers, floor lamps, Cycle 2 table lamps, and much more. Come and flick some switches. Turn on the lamps whose prices are turned off 20 to 40%. Oh, and tell a friend. Nobody should be in the dark about Dayton's very special lamp sale.
Severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock for western portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area. Corey Wells of Three Dog Night, you know, not just three members in Three Dog Night, but seven. Are all seven of you back together now?
Yes, right. Three Dog Night is actually the three singers, which the public was unaware. I mean, it was actually the three singers who put it all together, and then, of course, the musicians were with us. But they have the original musicians who played on, 75% of those albums that were put out, and they all original except for one member, and that is the bass player.
Okay, and do you intend to do any more recording?
Oh, absolutely. September, October has been set aside. Actually, this tour was sort of a tour set up only because if we would have did it the way it's done in the business, that is, we would go in, get a record contract, go out and make an album, and then go on the road, then go on tour and promote that album.
Support the album.
But we decided not to do that. We decided to reintroduce ourselves to the public again. We've been away for 5 or 6 years. We thought we'd get back in touch with the public and just sort of get into eyeball contact with everybody, assure everybody that it is still the original group yet. And then in September, October, go in and make an album, and then of course, release that, and then go on another tour.
The sound going to be much like the old Three Dog Night?
Well, I don't think we can do that. I think we will always keep the thin line that we've always kept through most of our music, and that is quality. No matter what it is, we'll always pick quality in the music that we choose. But it should be 1980s. It'll be music of the 1980s. It won't be, I wouldn't say, which I'm not limiting ourselves to, but I wouldn't say it would be, you know, all new wave or anything like that. But it will be the character of Three Dog Night, but say 1980.
Well, who has influenced you now in the past few years? As you've been out the past 5 years, who have you been listening to and who do you like today?
Well, first of all, you know, during that five-year period, of course, I went out as a single and recorded an album for A&M Records and had recorded two albums, one released and one is still in the can there. And I was sort of expanded on my music and things. And I try to get into different aspects of the industry, things I wanted to try out. Number one is I performed, matter of fact, here at the Carlton with Connie Stevens when she came here. Connie is a neighbor of mine that lives right very close to me. And I went on the road with her just to just see what that's like, sort of a Las Vegas big production system. And then of course, I went out as a solo with a small band and just toured around and just did it for fun, just around the country. I have been influenced by some older people now that have been in the industry. James Taylor certainly has influenced me now, which he never done in the past. And with a lot of people that are out now, Gino Vannelli and Michael McDonald and those people, which I parallel my voice to a lot of their particular style of music. So I'm being influenced by what is happening today, and I would say that
that's going to overlap into my music.
You bring your families with you, or is it a matter of leaving the families at home and off to work now, or what?
No, I think it's off to work. I think everyone leaves their girlfriends and families and things back in Los Angeles where everyone lives, because the road is too hectic. It's too hard just for the entertainers themselves, not just bringing along a girlfriend or children and things like that.
Uh-huh. So you're out at the Carlton Celebrity Room tonight and tomorrow night?
Yes.
And what time do you go on out there?
There are two shows, and I think it starts at 8 o'clock with an opening act. Michael Jackson, I believe, is there.
Yeah.
And there's another show at 11 o'clock.
Corey, thank you very much for talking with us, and thanks for all the great hits. I tell you, you know, I've got a number of your albums in my collection. I think that I have played your Captured Live at the Forum album, you know, as much as any album in my collection. And you guys have made some great music, and it's great to hear that you're back together.
Well, thank you very much, BJ. BJ the DJ.
Corey Wells, Three Dog Night, and WWTC.